Radio Prague News.
The Czech finance ministry is planning to double gaming taxes. Trust in President Miloš Zeman is sliding, and doctors at the Prague Institute of Clinical and Experimental Medicine have performed a simultaneous five-organ transplant. The Czech finance ministry wants to raise taxes on gambling to almost double the amount it collects from the industry at present. Companies currently pay the standard 19% corporate tax rate plus an additional sector tax of 20% of winnings. The finance ministry is proposing to raise the gambling tax to 40% as of 2016. The annual payment for one gambling machine will thus go up from the current 20,000 to 40,000 crowns. The Brno City Council has issued a blanket ban on gambling machines in the city as of next year. Gambling will be restricted to licensed casinos and only allowed in 8 of the city's 29 districts. The ban was supported by 37 out of 55 councillors. Although several small towns have enforced similar bans, Brno is the only big city to have made such a move. According to a survey conducted by the CVVM polling agency, public trust in Czech President Miloš Zeman has dropped further to 34% compared to 37% in November. The president's trust rating took a dive in October, dropping by 21% in the wake of a number of controversial statements he made on a state visit to China and a radio interview peppered with vulgar language. Mr. Zeman had the trust of 61% of Czechs when he took office in March of 2013. Doctors at the Prague Institute of Clinical and Experimental Medicine have performed a simultaneous stomach, pancreas, liver and small intestine transplant on a patient in an operation that is unique in Europe. The small intestine transplant was the first ever performed in the Czech Republic. The surgery took 10 hours and the patient is in stable condition. An Ostrava court has sentenced two men involved in the 2012 methanol poisonings that killed close to 50 people to 8 and 10 years in jail, respectively. Jaromír Bánek allegedly provided the methanol to be used in bootleg spirits, and Šimon Kramarčík sold the deadly methanol-laced products to consumers even after the first deaths were reported. They were found directly responsible for the deaths of three people and the severe poisoning of four others. The unseasonably warm weather has been breaking temperature records around the country. The highest temperatures were recorded at weather stations in Lednice and Pohorelice in South Moravia, where they reached 14.8 degrees Celsius. The weekend, though, is expected to bring a cold spell with snow in altitudes 400 metres above sea level and a strong wind. Drivers have been warned about snow drifts on less frequented roads. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.